This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We direct your attention today to the Full Employment and Balanced Growth Act of 1978. And we do that because Section 108 of that law requires the Federal Reserve prepare twice a year a report on the monetary policy of the United States. And it, well, shall we say, invites the Fed chair to come on up to Capitol Hill twice a year and answer questions. And so we found ourselves today with Fed Chair Jay Powell on the virtual hot seat, talking pandemic, talking fiscal relief, that is, aid to this economy, and interestingly, the bond market. The bond market bit stuck out to us because, as we have said, I think, but not all that recently, you want to know where this economy's going, forget stocks, and check out bonds. And lo and behold, the yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury sits at about 1.35%, the highest it has been in a year. Still infinitesimally low, but the highest it's been in a year. And to which Jay Powell today said this.
In a way, it's a statement of confidence on the part of markets that we will have a robust and ultimately complete recovery.
Huh. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains what's going on.
Investors are basically saying, if you want me to lock my money up in a bond for the next 10 years, you're going to have to sweeten the deal. And they're saying that because they see some things that might mess with the deal, some things that might cost them some profit. Rick Rieder is chief investment officer for fixed income at BlackRock.
First thing that's driving rates is originally it was the anticipation of significantly higher levels of inflation.
Inflation eats away at investment returns. So returns have to rise to make up for it, and that's what's happening with bonds. Investors are looking at a rebounding economy and thinking inflation's going to pick up. Now, the Fed has pushed back on that even today, when Thin is global head of currency strategy at Brown Brothers Harriman.
The main source of underlying inflation typically comes from the labor market, that is wages. And, you know, we've got 10 million people out of work, you know, 20 plus million collecting unemployment benefits. There's literally no wage pressure right now.
But there is still something else pushing up bond yields. Matthew Luzzetti is chief U.S. economist at Deutsche Bank.
The recent moves is being driven by optimism or rising expectations of further fiscal stimulus in the near term.
So investors are thinking, huh, we are going to actually get a big stimulus, and maybe it'll actually work. Maybe it'll work so well that the economy will grow so fast that the Fed might have to step in sooner to cool things down eventually.
Investors have been building in expectations that the Fed will raise rates even a little bit more aggressively than previously.
Now, when bond rates go up quickly like this, it can cause some minor freakouts over on the stock market just because now all of a sudden stocks don't look as good. We saw that in the past few days. But if you take a step back, these numbers from the bond market tell a story about the pace of recovery. Again, Rick Rieder at BlackRock.
A big thing has been the realization that the economy is coming back very quickly in the anticipation that vaccine is creating significant ability for the economy to reopen.
And that's good news for everyone, not just the bond market. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
Interesting tidbit about the Full Employment and Balanced Growth Act of 1978, by the way, sometimes known as the Humphrey-Hawkins Act. You know how we talk about the Fed's dual mandate a lot, full employment and stable prices? That law is where it comes from. So now you know.